Right to die legislation is under consideration in nearly 20 states and the District of Columbia this year. The measures would legalize prescriptions to speed dying for terminally ill patients. California is among the states taking up the issue. Pauline Bartolone of Capital Public Radio reports from Sacramento that some people of faith are coming out in support of the cause.
Clergy, more than a lot of people, come face to face with death regularly.
Donna, how are you feeling?
Good.
Pastor Vernon Holmes leads a small Lutheran congregation near Sacramento. Its average age is 79. This Sunday after worship, Holmes is teaching a class about the last days of Jesus.
Do we really believe in the power of God to transform this world? Do we really believe in the resurrection?
Holmes describes his faith as promoting quality of life. That same faith also leads him to challenge the status quo and injustice. His congregation is part of a state organization called California Church Impact, which supports California's physician-assisted suicide bill.
There are things in life that are worse than death.
Holmes' experience as a founding member of a regional hospice program for the terminally ill helped him come to that conclusion. He says the people he dealt with didn't fear dying as much as losing independence, being a burden, or living in constant pain. His faith is about supporting people to live free and productive lives.
And when that's no longer possible, and they feel that their life has come to a point of closure, and they are in the process of dying, to have some say in that process seems to be the more just approach.
Just before Holmes' class, 76-year-old Peggy Rowe says she's come to a similar conclusion as her pastor.
I don't think Jesus would want us to suffer. I think he would agree with us. It's not, to me, it's not suicide. It's help.
We are not autonomous.
Ned DeLessi is from the California Catholic Conference, a legislative advocacy group that represents the state's Catholic bishops. The group is against what it calls physician-assisted suicide. It fears such legislation doesn't protect or respect the most vulnerable.
We're a social being. We're in a network of relationships and community, so we're always concerned about the common good and how the whole society surrounding that individual is flourishing and helping that individual flourish.
DeLessi says Catholics believe suffering is part of life, and the challenge is to transform that suffering. He says if people are in pain when they're dying, they're probably getting bad medical care.
That's a challenge we should all be addressing as a society. Not saying, oh, because there is this pain, that then we have to allow someone to separate themselves from the rest of us and to take their own life. We should be focused on how do we make sure no one dies in pain and no one dies alone.
Many Christian denominations officially oppose physician-aided dying, but Peg Sandine of the Death with Dignity National Center says on an individual level, people of faith have long supported the cause.
Death with Dignity is absolutely compatible with Christian views. It's about compassion, it's about love, it's about family, and those seem to be deeply held Christian values.
Faith is only one cause for debate around California's End of Life Option Act. A long list of groups on both sides are weighing in as the bill travels through the legislature. For NPR News, I'm Pauline Bartolone in Sacramento.